You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Aisha Moore, the communications director at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on October 30th, 2012. Little is more powerful than taking action to find or help someone else find services for his or her health. Last year on World AIDS Day, people conducted over 60,000 searches, 30% of which were mobile, on the HIV/AIDS Prevention and Service Provider Locator to help people connect to services offering testing, treatment, and care. Originally launched in June of 2010 by members of the Federal HIV/AIDS Web Council, the HIV/AIDS Prevention and Service Provider Locator is a location-based search tool that allows you to search for HIV testing, housing assistance, health centers, Ryan White HIV care, mental health, substance abuse, and family planning services. Since then, the locator has gone from the web to a widget, mobile, Facebook, an API, and now is available as an app for your iPhone and iPad. Anyone with an iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch can download and use this free app. Outreach workers, social workers, and other clinicians will be able to find services for their clients anytime and anywhere. So how does it work? Well, first, download the app from the iTunes Store. Allow the app to use your mobile phone GPS to find sites near your current location or type in the zip code for another location. Your results are populated on a Google map. You can filter your results by selecting one or more of the provider categories. And finally, select any of the results to link to the organization's webpage and find directions via Google Maps. And now, the iPhone app has a few new features that you won't find on the web or mobile versions. The map around the results, or map pins, automatically update, meaning that you don't have to refresh to get new results. You can also use the app in disconnected mode once data is downloaded in an area, meaning that you can access the results of your last search even if you aren't online. The locator's results are pulled from federal databases. Housing is from HUD's Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS, or HOPWA program. Mental health and substance abuse is pulled from SAMHSA. AIDS Care Services and Health Centers is pulled from HRSA. HIV testing from CDC, and family planning from the Office of Population Affairs. So download the app, tell your friends, and take action. We especially recommend the app for social workers, those doing street outreach, and others who link people to services. If you don't have an iPhone, visit locator.aids.gov to use the web or mobile versions. And we'd love to hear suggestions as to how the app can be improved. So join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.